Luke paid attention to many Gentile concerns, but he also wanted his readers to understand that the gospel is the story of a Jewish Messiah. God chose the Jews as the special people that would produce the Savior of the world. And the Messiah wouldn't bring salvation by rejecting his Jewish heritage, but by embracing and fulfilling it. One way Jesus did this was through the Jewish rite of baptism. So Luke reported this event, even though its association with repentance raised questions like, why did Jesus need to be baptized?
The question is often raised as to why Jesus had to be baptized, and the concern generally is that if Jesus is the sinless sacrifice for our sins, as the New Testament teaches elsewhere, why does he have to repent? And that's the sort of concern. And I think the problem arises from joining a little too closely the idea of baptism and repentance. It's helpful to understand the Jewish background to understanding how Jews would have viewed baptism in the first century. In John 3:25, there's a reference to an argument about baptism, and it's referred to as purification or cleansing. And so we understand that Jews thought of baptism as a kind of cleansing in the first century. And this is also seen in Jewish writings, for example, in the Mishnah, which was written about 200 AD. There's a chapter called Mikvaot. And in Mikvaot, it basically gives laws about cleansing in, for various situations that are required by Mosaic law. And the Mosaic law did require cleansing, and it would be the kind of thing that would occur when people are perhaps sick or so on, then they would have to follow the cleansing requirements of the law. And so this would be part of actually daily life. We find also that archaeologists have found in first century Judea mikvaot. They've discovered them. For example, there are pools in the Qumran area, which are widely regarded as mikvaot, and there are other areas as well, I believe, in Jerusalem and so on. And so, for Jews to think of baptism as purification is an important concept. They would think of it in those terms. Now, and beyond that, it's interesting to note that in the Old Testament, that in Exodus 19, when the Israelites were going to hear from God, or God was going to descend on Mount Sinai, that they are told before that to wash their clothes and purify themselves. And so it turns out that cleansing was really something that people would do in preparation for God's coming or God's appearance. And if we look at John the Baptist's proclamation, he's basically saying that God is going to come in judgment and that people need to prepare themselves by repentance and then, of course, by baptism. And so it's very natural to the Jewish mind to think that baptism would accompany repentance, especially, of course, if Jews were actually unclean at the time, but even perhaps just to make sure. And so we could also understand how Jesus would think of this as being appropriate for himself, because he is one who obeys the Jewish law as a good Jew. The period when Gentiles are not under the Mosaic law is later, and so that even in Acts chapter 10, when Peter says that he has never eaten anything which was not clean food under Mosaic law, that's something new, and that happens later. But at this time, in the time of the Gospels, it's very understandable, natural for Jews to obey the laws of cleanness and to have regard for that as part of their piety towards God. And one of the difficulties I think we have often as Gentiles is that we think, well, then is it a sin to be unclean? If you look at Numbers, I believe it's chapter 19, there's an interesting example where the priests are required by law to carry off the ashes of a sacrifice, and they do become unclean by that act, even though it's commanded. So being unclean is not the same as being sinful. And for Jesus to participate in a purification of baptism is not an admission of sin on his part.